We're all caught in our laptop jobs and our shoulders are stooped and we don't breathe properly, and yoga fits like a glove for our physical health, for our nervous system, and for a positive mind.
What would you say are the health benefits, first on the body and then on the mind?
Health benefits on yoga are mostly first through the nervous system. You get rid of your stress, but any organ in the body, any organ system, completely depends on your nervous system. So yoga works through muscle work back to the nerves, to mind control, back into the body on all the organs. You can, through stress relief techniques of yoga, relaxation techniques, breathing, the postures, you really get a grip on your body.
Can you tell us how the asanas and pranayamas factor into the discipline?
Most people think that asana is yoga, but really an asana is a posture where you have three things together: posture, breathing, and relaxation. That's what makes it yoga. So there is no posture without breathing, there is no breathing without posture, there is no relaxation without breathing, without posture. It all fits together. And once you get that going in somebody who practices, it's quite self-evident, and it's relaxing, recharging, and aligning yourself.
Do you consider yoga a sport or a way of life?
Well, it starts like a sport. You have to take it seriously, you know. You go to your yoga class and learn properly. But then when you switch and you start to do it at home and it works for you, then very soon it's a way of life, because that relaxation level, that concentration level, that energy level, you find out that certain things don't help to keep it up, like wrong food choices, wrong recreational choices. So you slowly, slowly, your life becomes adjusted to those values.
So yoga would be a lifestyle.
Yes, yes. Some people say, watch out, if you do yoga, it may change your lifestyle, but it shouldn't be taken like something threatening. It's so natural, so positive in its very nature.
Why do you think yoga has continued to spread globally?
It was the vision of a whole series of yoga masters. It started in the middle of the last century. And they either came personally to the West or into other countries in the world, or sent their students. And then it is the self-evident result of yoga practice which spread like a grassroots evolution. Why yoga is accepted today is because one person after the other discovered the benefit, and then there's like a threshold that was overcome and people say, yes, yes, yoga is good.
How can yoga help people build better societies?
The network of society goes back to the individual, really. And so if the individual is able to take more responsibility for him or herself, for the family, for the neighborhood, this is how the social fabric then is made up. And it's definitely from down out, and then maybe up, hopefully also, that people who are in charge of responsibility politically, socially, that their yoga practice can help them also to make better choices.
Is there anything else you would like to add about International Yoga Day at the UN?
That it was adopted by the UN is a great thing for all the yoga practitioners worldwide, not just for India as the motherland of yoga, but for people all over the world. It has given a great platform. It's a kind of a recognition for something which happens in such a private and personal space. Everybody's very enthusiastic about sharing yoga on the International Yoga Day.